Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
But why, some say, the moon? Why choose this as our goal? And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Why, 35 years ago, fly the Atlantic? Why does Rice play Texas? We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one we intend to win, and the others too. We shall send to the moon, 240,000 miles away from the control station in Houston, a giant rocket more than 300 feet tall, the length of this football field, made of new metal alloys, some of which have not yet been invented, capable of standing heat and stresses several times more than have ever been experienced, fitted together with a precision better than the finest watch, carrying all the equipment needed for propulsion, guidance, control, communications, food, and survival on an untried mission to an unknown celestial body, and then return it safely to Earth, re-entering the atmosphere at speeds of over 25,000 miles per hour, causing heat about half that on the temperature of the sun, almost as hot as it is here today, and do all this and do it right and do it first before this decade is out. Then we must be bold.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
What a moment. Man on the way to the moon.
It seemed that the whole world stopped. This man set out on the adventure to escape from his own planet and to set foot on a distant one.
Hello there, Earthling.
Hello there. 11 Houston, if that's not the Earth, we're in trouble.
The lunar module cutting itself free from the command module, beginning the maneuvers which should place it on the surface of the moon.
Roger, Eagle, sun dot.
Roger, how does it look?
Eagle has wings.
Houston, you're a go for landing, over.
Roger, understand, go for landing.
30 feet, 2.5 down. We're drifting to the right a little. 30 seconds.
Oh, jeez.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
We're home.
Man on the moon.
What?
Okay, we're going to be busy for a minute.
There he is. There's a foot coming down the step.
I'm at the foot of the ladder.
Armstrong is on the moon. Neil Armstrong, 38-year-old American, standing on the surface of the moon on this July 20th, 1969.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Well, for thousands of years now, it's been man's dream to walk on the moon. Right now, after seeing it happen, knowing that it happened, it still seems like a dream.
Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. This certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made from the White House.
Thank you, Mr. President. Honor for us to be able to participate here today.
We think that you've done a magnificent job up there today. Over.
Thank you very much. It's been a long day.
Man has landed there, and man has taken his first steps there. I wonder just what there is to add.
If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing up his sleeve, that nothing is cool. Moses went walking with the staff of wood.
Greetings from Main Mission Moon, outside of Houston. It's Mick Williams Cyberline on the 50th anniversary of man's greatest achievement, well, so far, landing humans on our little satellite, 250,000 miles away from us, and having them walk around, grab some stuff, set up some stuff, and return safely back to the Earth. So tonight, we're going to be talking about that, some other things as well. Video Bob will be joining us here pretty soon. He's down in the lobby of the hotel gathering some things and stuff. And then we will have him come into Main Mission. And we're going to be doing a whole bunch of stuff. We'll probably be doing some trivia. And we're also going to be talking also not only about the moon 50 years ago, but also looking forward and telling you about some of the cool stuff that is happening. Because as I'm sure you know, President Trump has announced that he wants to get us back on the moon, I believe, by 2024. Daunting task. Took us pretty much almost a decade to get to the moon. In the 1960s, pretty much was all nothing but getting us to the moon. So we're going to try to cut that time in half. And I've had a lot of people from Charlie Jones, myself, and others debating this timeline, and can it be done? And they have kind of looked at me as though I'm from another world. And I said, yeah, I think we could do it. I mean, things are totally different from what they were 50 years ago. So we're going to talk about some of that tonight. Also, if you go over to our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/cyberlinenet, you will find some cool stuff that I have posted up there. One of the things is some information we're going to talk about tonight. How can you invest in space? As I mentioned, we're getting all this stuff together. We've got SpaceX out there. We've got Virgin. We've got Blue Origin. And there's a lot of little companies that people don't know about. And there's also Space Angels. No, I'm not looking out the cabin looking at little green men. I'm talking about Space Angels. What are they? We're going to tell you about that tonight. And show you how you might be able to profit and also contribute to the new space program in a different sort of way. And also, I'll have some information about stocks that were there in the 1960s and how much they have gone up since man landed on the moon, and be able to talk to you about that. Now, one of the things I want to tell you about that we have up here, there was a great documentary that's been very hard to find. It's called The Moon Above and the Earth Below. And it was a CBS documentary done in 1989, of all things. And it was on the anniversary of the 20th anniversary of the moon landing. You have Charles Corralt. You have Dan Rather. Dan Rather handling the mission of the moon in, you know, in his authoritarian style. And, of course, Charles Corralt doing his thing with the on-the-road kind of stuff. And CBS took reporters, about 40 of them, including Corralt, and just pushed them out all over the United States. And as man was going through this epic journey, so finally culminating with landing on the moon, they went out and looked at the everyday life of people as this whole thing was unfolding around them. They put it in a vault, and like a time capsule. And 20 years later, in 1989, they pulled it all together, and we got to see the way the world was as man was working his way toward history 20 years before. Of course, now it's 50 years since this has come out. I'm surprised that CBSN or CBS All Access has not posted this, but somebody has taken it, chopped it up, and put it up on YouTube. Well, if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/cyberlinenet, say hello, check in with us. We'll get you over to the Cyberline page, and you can see part by part, there's 8 parts to it, of the moon above, the earth below. And just because there's 8 parts doesn't mean it's, you know, like 8 different nights. It's just like an hour, maybe 2 hours broken
right
up.
Mm-hmm.
And do that. Oh, Video Bob.
Hey, how's
We're
it
back
going?
From the hotel lobby.
Yes.
So anyway, main mission moon is just a little punt in the past down from Space Center. So,
you know, I tell you what. What it brings to mind for me, the memories of being in class and them rolling in the big TV.
Yep.
And we're all sitting in there watching the Apollo landings. And at that time, you know, it was new, different. It was amazing. It was something that you stopped everything to watch. And in school, watching this stuff, watching them land on the moon was incredible.
I got to watch it from home.
Uh-oh, why?
And, well, that's just the way things turned out. And we watched them land on the moon, walk on the moon and everything. And Dad had, he was real big into cameras at the time. He had a beautiful 35-millimeter Yashica, a whole bunch of lenses and stuff. And he had set up a tripod out in the backyard and focused on the moon, taking pictures of it as they were walking.
Really? Was he? Were they able to get any kind of resolution enough to see it?
I don't think he could have, but he wanted to have it captured for posterity.
Well, that's still amazing, yeah.
I do have one of the things he did. There was 3 different networks that did the moon landing, for CBS, ABC, and NBC. And you had Reynolds. I can't remember his first name now. Dean Reynolds. Dean Reynolds? Is that his son? Because his son's still working. Anyway, Reynolds was over on ABC with a very young Peter Jennings assisting.
Mm-hmm.
Brinkley and Huntley were over at NBC.
Right.
And Sinclair Oil was sponsoring them. I forget who it was. It might have been Tang over at ABC. And, of course, the great Walter Cronkite
right
over at CBS. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, Dad had NBC on and recorded onto a 5-inch reel-to-reel the entire landing and the walk. And mm-hmm. It is, the audio on it is fantastic. Zaphod had, it was about 10 years ago I found this thing. And he had taken it over and he had a Sony reel-to-reel or something, hooked it up and digitized it. And I've got it now on CD-ROMs, MP3s and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But it was, the sound, it was like you were right there in the room. I was amazed. I don't know how he did it, but for 1969, Frank Reynolds, thank you. Dean was his son. I keep forgetting Frank Reynolds.
Got it.
Later on, ironically, he would go away for health reasons and succumb, I think, for stomach cancer. And Peter Jennings picked up the gauntlet until
sure,
he passed.
Yeah.
And the sound on that tape is amazing. And Sinclair Oil, and you hear all these different commercials and stuff. And But I don't think it held a candle to what Walter did.
You know, as I recall, didn't they happen to have, I think they had two different listening stations. I think that they went back and got the audio from Australia.
Yeah, that was in the movie The Dish, which we can talk about in other things as well. Oh, it's 50th anniversary. Ironically, we're broadcasting 50 years ago as they landed. We'll be right back. Nick Williams, Cyberlion here with you. 844-RADIO-US. 844-RADIO-US. Coming at you live from Maine, the Mission Moon. Just a punt and a pass down from Space Center Houston. Which, yeah, by the way, big thing is happening tonight, probably right now as we speak.
What is that?
Well, the press and everybody was out Friday
and
descended both Kennedy and Johnson. The Kennedy pretty much been all there since the anniversary of the launch. And Collins and Aldrin were both there, among several others. But at Johnson Space Center, you know, they have gotten back all of the reconditioned parts that made up Mission Control and put it all together and everything and was ready to rock and roll.
That's right.
This week. Mm-hmm. And it looks beautiful. It's fantastic. And it's set up exactly the way it was in 1969. And we got to give props to Gene Kranz, who was then the mission control guy at Mission Control. You know, the one that says failure is not an option during Apollo 13.
Uh-huh.
And all of that was going on. Well, it was open to the public yesterday. You could come in like normal if you ever taken the tour. Have you ever seen Mission Control?
Only just on TV.
Oh, well, you got to take the tour.
I would love to.
They take you in a tram all over the place. You used to be able to get to pet a moon rock.
I have taken the tour in Houston.
Okay.
And wonderful, but we didn't get to see Mission Control.
When were you there?
10 years ago, at least.
Okay.
About 10 years ago.
When the shuttles flew and they were in flight, the Mission Control was closed.
Mm-hmm.
That you couldn't go there. And then once they landed, everybody could go. And they said because when the flight's going on, they want to do that. So you might have gotten in
there. You know what? There was an additional part of the tour that you had to go do. And we didn't take that part.
Yeah, you got to get on the tram and
right.
Go out there. But the ISS was in play. Nobody could go. Well, it's continuing the mission. A lot of people complain. They said, all right. So they did that. Well, tonight it's closed off. While everybody's doing the festivities and everything around Houston, Mission Control tonight is closed.
And why is that?
Because the surviving members of the crews that ran Mission Control are descended onto Mission Control.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So they have been taking pictures of them. They're finding their consoles, and they're taking pictures of them singly at their consoles. They took a picture of them back when man landed on the moon in 69. There's group photos.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the surviving people are getting, in fact, should be happening now because I think this is about the time we were, you know, walking on the moon. And they are going to have a group photo of the surviving members.
That's
50 years later.
That's incredible. That really is nice.
Yeah. So, love to have been there to see that, but we're not allowed to. They kicked everybody out. Except, are you NASA people? You former people? No, get out. So, oh, it's great. It's wonderful. I'm sure they're going to release pictures, too. So,
you know, this is such a fantastic thing, and I guess what bothers me a bit is that we haven't had a repeat of it in, what, 40 years? When was the last time we landed on the moon? In 69,
well,
maybe?
50. Oh, no, I'm sorry, 72. Last time we landed
72?
On the moon was 72, so it's coming up on 40.
So,
yeah,
wow,
that was with Cernan and Schmidt,
and
I forget who the guy was up in the air. And I saw a great interview with Al Bowden. He was on Apollo 15. And he was in the command module. Do you know he holds the Guinness World Record for most orbits around the moon?
No, I did not.
I did not either. Because if you look at the...
How many is it?
70. Well, he said 75.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I saw on Wikipedia, they're saying 74. So maybe it's 74 and a half orbit. Yeah, it's like, bump it to 75.
Yeah.
But ironically, I thought...
He wants to be Mr. 75, but he's Mr. 74.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was a pretty long orbit for Apollo 11, Bill Collins in the can. But
no, look.
It was actually 38.
Hey, whether it's 74, 75, or whatever, I'm telling you what, what these people did was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
They are the pioneers. They're the trendsetters. They did so much for us to advance our sciences. I'm just in awe.
Yep, and we're going to be talking a lot about that tonight and what's to come. Mr. McWilliams Cyberline will be right back.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.